Good morning, boys and girls. My story today is about two young brothers. One of them was 8 years old and the other was 10. And these two brothers were very mischievous. In fact, it seemed like every day they were getting in trouble. Do you know anyone like that? Well, if there was any mischief that happened in their town, the two boys were probably involved in it. And the boy's mother, she heard that there was a preacher in town who had been very successful in disciplining children. So she decided to call him up and see if he would speak to her boys. Well, the preacher agreed, but he wanted to see them one at a time. And so the next morning, the mother sent the 8-year-old first in the morning, and the older boy was going to see the preacher in the afternoon. Now, this preacher, he was a huge man with a booming voice, and he sat down the younger brother, and he asked him, "Do you know where God is?" And the boy's eyes got big, and his mouth dropped open, but he didn't say a word. And so the preacher repeated his question again with an even sterner tone of voice, "Where is God?" And again, the boy didn't answer. He just sat there shaking. And so one more time, the preacher asked him again. And shaking his finger in the boy's face, he said, "Where is God?" Well, all of a sudden, the boy screamed, and he ran out of the room, and he ran straight home. He dove into his closet, and he slammed the door behind him. And when his older brother found him in the closet, he asked him, "What happened?" And the little boy, he was still shaking, and he said, "We are in big trouble this time. God is missing, and they think we did it." Boys and girls, do you think that God is missing? No, he's not missing. But did you know that there are actually some people who believe that God is missing? They believe that God created the world, he set it in motion, and then just left it. And that belief is called deism. But we know that God is not missing and that he hasn't left us, because the Bible tells us that God is in heaven and that he watches over us and he loves us very much. And he wants us to tell others about him and that he loves them too. He wants us to be witnesses for Jesus. And boys and girls, when you obey your mommy and daddy and when you're kind to other people, you are also being witnesses for Jesus. How many of you want to be a witness for Jesus? Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats now.